All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show, as always. You can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest is Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. Dr. Craig, let's talk a little bit about the gubernatorial race and where we are with that.
Well, we know that Tim Michaels, like Ron Johnson, who is the Trump candidate, is good at turnout, at good at ginning up their base. So I think that Governor Evers has been very good at being inoffensive, right? Not really being hated except by the right-wing base, which will hate anyone who is not them in power. Though it's bizarre when they keep talking about how radical he is and how he somehow defended us from his radicalism. It's radical to see the governor as radical. And he doesn't seem radical. I mean, he seems the opposite. Political brand. So I think that obviously there are a few ticket splitters left that may be turned off by Tim Michaels, though the research shows that there's far fewer in Wisconsin than there used to be. They've disappeared to a large degree. They're more in the suburbs, and the further in, the better. In other words, it's the eastern part of Waukesha County, not the western part of Waukesha County, right, and so on, for the other suburban counties. I think that Governor Evers stands a good chance of winning if Mandela Barnes can generate more turnout, because people who vote for Mandela are going to vote for Governor Evers. In fact, they're not on the same ticket. Sarah Rodriguez will be lieutenant governor candidate, but they are in many ways because they're the two top-of-the-ticket candidates. So best case is that they're perfect. It's a perfect combination, that Mandela can grow the Democratic electorate one way and Governor Evers the other way. And I don't know. It'd be bizarre if we had people who would vote for Johnson and then not vote for Tim Michaels or vice versa. But who knows? You will see. I don't think any divide is going to occur. So I think they have a very unified vote. I think it depends what people do. I think we need a lot of people to volunteer and talk to voters rather than just talking about democracy on Facebook or with people's friends or listening to how much threatened it is on media, including this show. People need to hit the doors and they need to, or phone banks or anything. And social media isn't enough because you're just talking to people that are already within your community. And we need a grassroots army because the billionaires are going to put on an air war in this state like you have never seen. And it's going to be vicious, both against Mandela and Governor Evers. It's more threatening to Mandela because he's less well-known. It's going to be pretty hard to put horns on Governor Evers, so they will certainly try.
You know, Dr. Craig, it's a sprint. It's under 100 days. Is there enough time? You know, we're not talking about a six-month period of time. It's under 100 days for these seats, for this election. And strategy, that's what you guys do at Citizen Action. Can that be brought together in enough time?
And we even ran our Get Out the Vote door program, volunteer in five parts of the state, even though Mandela was going to win the primary, just to exercise our muscles. Like everyone else, we need more of our members to volunteer. There's been a real kind of malaise because of COVID, right, where people have gotten out of the habit. And we need to get back in the habit. In fact, we probably lost some elections during COVID because the Democrats were more careful and followed the science and didn't go outside as much, and Republicans kept doing their door-to-door, actually, because they don't care how many people they kill, as we know, and it's not just COVID. And I'm willing to defend that statement if any right-winger wants to call up and talk about the ways they don't mind killing people, including the climate genocide they're trying to produce with runaway climate change just for short-term profit. But I would say that there's enough time because a lot of voters aren't going to pay any attention until after Labor Day. So this is the perfect time, and this is vacation time in Wisconsin, and this is not a presidential race. So there's a whole lot of voters who are not even tuned in yet, who are just about to be tuned in within a couple weeks. But we just need to take agency. In other words, we can sit back and critique, is Mandela's ad exactly what we think it should be, or is Tony Evers's? We can't control that, right? What we can control is how many voters are talked to, and face-to-face communication is much more impactful than electronic communication. Electronic communication reaches a lot more people. It's wholesale. But the face-to-face interaction can change people. You always, when you're running a canvas, hear stories back from staff and from members about, I found someone who was going to vote one way, and I talked to them, and now they're going to vote the other, and they're really excited, and they're going to join the organization. In other words, these conversations matter. We need hundreds of thousands of them.
You know, Dr. Craig, it is, without question, as you stated, the billionaires are going to put the money in on the Republican side. But everything that I read is that Democrats are going to go all in on Mandela. And whatever resources is needed, this is the one race, the number one race that they're looking at, which to me is an amazing thing. And the importance of the state of Wisconsin, but it's an amazing thing to me to see that that this is getting ready to take place here. And however many resources are going to be needed, that I think the Democrats are going to spend them here.
It's become a feature of Wisconsin life. I mean, if you think about all, you know, the outdoor features and the unique cultural attributes of Wisconsin, right. One of them is we're a premier battleground state, and elections are a major occupation here, right? And much more than in the state in states that are not battleground states.
Right.
Because they don't determine the balance of power. Our friends to the south in Illinois are bigger than we are, but they have very little influence on the balance of power at the national level. We're going to determine with this Senate race whether or not we have a voting majority that could actually pass all of President Biden's agenda, the one that two very conservative Democratic senators held up. And so this has become part of Wisconsin life. It affects organizations. I mean, we are much more set up for elections than a lot of our sister organizations in other states that are not battleground states, because that is part of being in Wisconsin, that we have a bigger sway. I would just say to everyone, that there's a lot, for anyone listening to your show, there's a concern about the future of democracy. The way to save democracy is to enact democracy. And democracy is more than voting. It's volunteering. It's coming together as a community in grassroots organizations, in voluntary associations. We used to be a nation of joiners, and getting this done, that's how we save democracy. And it's not about being critics on the just looking at our devices, looking at what's going on in social media.
You know, Dr. Craig, we are still a 50-50 state, and we haven't tipped over to the dark side yet, have we?
No, though it's amazing how, with their nose for power, the other side, how they've managed without having more than a 50-50 state to seize the state Supreme Court, to use that, to seize permanent control of the state legislature. So we have an undemocratic state legislature that is right-wing Republican, regardless of what the popular vote is in any particular election. What's the point? How is it democracy if that's allowed? A U.S. Supreme Court that sanctified that and said partisan gerrymandering is just fine. They're not going to worry about that. Unbelievable, right? So this court started making horrendous rulings before we had the horrendous overturn of Roe versus Wade. And they're probably next session going to overturn affirmative action in universities. That's on the docket. As well, they're taking that case. They're also going to consider whether state legislatures, the U.S. Supreme Court, have supremacy and can simply decide elections. They took that case. We know it's coming up next session. And we're at a time where if you had Tim Michaels win in Wisconsin, if you had the woman Lake in Arizona win, if we lose Georgia, We could have enough governors who will simply name the election for Republicans 2024 that we won't have a fair presidential vote in 2024. Wisconsin will determine whether we can have fair elections in this country.
Dr. Craig, it's an amazing thought, but one that you don't have to think too hard, and that can happen. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. Dr. Robert Craig is on the line. We'll be back.